Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Lamed Hey. Today is the last daf of the third parak and the first daf of the fourth parak of Maseches Yevamos. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Is also sponsored Lizchus Refuah Shleima for Esther Basara Shishtav Refuah Shleima V'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding about six lines from the end of the page on Daf Lam Dalim Beis at Omar Shmuel. Today we're going to discuss the concept of 3 months of Havchana, that you have to wait 3 months in order to be able to know who the father of a child is. So in between marriages or in between potential bios with different people, you have to wait 3 months. And we're going to discuss, what about Ketanim? What about Ketanos? If a girl is being Niskayer, or she was a Shvuya, a Shivcha, Sheniftush, and Niskayer, and Shtakru, all of those cases, and she's under she's a katana, she's under 12 years old, do we still need to wait the 3 months? We assume she's unable to become pregnant at that stage anyway, and that's pretty much. And then we're at the end of the parak, at the end of the Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, we're also going to talk about Psul Kuhuna when it comes to the case of people that switched wives by accident, whether that's in what case, what that means when our Mishnah says that she's Pasul Lakuna. We're going to have three different possibilities of what case the Mishnah was speaking about. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Yevamos, and we're going to talk about Chalitza and Yibum Anemu Uberes. When if a woman is pregnant or turns out to be pregnant, so does it matter if the Vlad is a Ben Kayama or not a Ben Kayama? And fundamentally, we're going to have a Machlokas with the Chalitza on the Muberes works. Does it count as a Chalitza? Let's say the Vlad is not a Ben Kayama, so it turns out that she needs a Chalitza, but you did a Chalitza before you knew that. You did a Chalitza while she was a Muberes. Does it work or does it not work? So the Gemara is going to bring several rayas whether Chalitza works on a Muberes. So we are holding six lines from the end of the page on Daf Lam Dalet and Beis. We're going to have two versions of a statement of Shmuel. Version number one, Amar Shmuel, V'kulan Trichel Sa'amtin Shlosh Chadashim. Any woman that has bia, and whether they're ro'i to have a child, whether they're not ro'i to have a child, that then has that then gets divorced and becomes an almana, and now wants to get remarried, needs to wait 3 months in order, so that if they give birth, we'll be able to know who the child belongs to, whether it belongs to the first husband or the second husband, because 3 months is enough time to see whether she's pregnant. What about the women that are not ro'uyos lele, that aren't able to give birth? Where goes are them, atu the ru'iyos leilein. So they also need to wait 3 months, with only two exceptions. Chutz mi giyores u'mishukhreres katana. Except for a giyores katana and a mishukhreres katana. Meaning if they're less than 12 years old and they convert or become shibcha that's mishukhreres, since they cannot become pregnant, they don't need to wait 3 months after they go to the mikveh. Even though a stam nachris and a stam shibcha, we assume had znuz, but giyores, it's not shchiach, so we're not gozer a katana atu a gedola. A giyores and mishukharis are cases that are not shchiach, so we don't have to be gozer a case of a katana atu a gedola. Had it been a gedola mishukharis or a gedola giyores, certainly you'd have to wait 3 months. That's how we paskin. We do wait 3 months by a gedola giyores, but a katana we're not going to be gozer, since it's not so shchiach to have a geirus or a shichur. Aval katana bas yisrael. So the Gemara is medayik from Shmuel that he says the only exceptions to this rule are giyores and mishukhreres katana. The implication is that a katana bas Yisrael, even though she cannot become pregnant, and therefore there's no question about who the father is if she becomes pregnant after the geiros tzrich lamtin shlosh chodashim, you still need to wait 3 months until you let her get remarried. Apparently, when it comes to a bas Yisrael, we are gozer a katana atu gedola. So says Mara, what do you mean a katana? How could a katana have been married? How did a katana end the marriage? Ubimai, what kind of situation was it that the katana was previously married and now she's no longer married? Ib miun, if it's a case where her mother and her brother gave her over for a kiddushin midrabanan, and therefore she had the ability to do miun, where she was able to walk away from the marriage, and that's where Shmuel is saying that you need to wait 3 months from Shmuel de Lobaya. Shmuel himself said that a yotzeis b'miun does not need to wait 3 months until she gets remarried, because in such a case we are not gozer katana atu gedola, because a gedola is not yotzei b'miun, so no one's ever going to confuse that with the situation of a gedola. It only makes sense for it to be gozer
because they're ketana atu gedola, if what's happening to the ketana could have happened to a gedola. But if she's yotzis b'miyun, a gedola doesn't end the marriage with miyun. V'i beget, and if we're talking about a case where a ketana was married because her father gave her over for kiddushin, so it was a real marriage on a d'oraisa level, and therefore the marriage ended with a get, which is a real get me d'oraisa. So that's where Shmuel is saying that you have to wait 3 months. But ha'amr Shmuel chadazimna, that's obvious. Shmuel already taught us that halacha once, that if a ketana receives a get, she needs to wait 3 months. D'amar Shmuel, because Shmuel taught us that if you have a ketana that was only married midrabanan, miyanabo, enet tzricha lamtin shlosh chadashim. If she did meyun, if she rejected the marriage, then you don't need to wait 3 months. But nasan la get, but if she was married midoraisa, and the husband gave her a get, tzricha lamtin shlosh chadashim, then you do need to wait the 3 months. So why does Shmuel have to tell me the same did that he already taught me, that if a marriage ends in a get with a katana, that she needs to wait the 3 months? So we're back to the question, what exactly is the chiddush of the diuk of Shmuel? Shmuel said the only time you don't need to wait 3 months is a giyores and a meshukhares katana, but the diuk is that a bas yisrael katana you do need to wait the 3 months. So either it's obvious or it's wrong. If it's by miyun, it's wrong. If it's by a get, it's obvious. Ella biznus. It must be what Shmuel's telling us is if Katana had znus, that even if she was mizane, you need to wait the 3 months until she can get married to somebody else. Because Rabban Katana, Mishum Gedola, the Rabban goes in a case of a Katana that was mizane, that she needs to wait 3 months until she can get remarried, even though a Katana cannot become pregnant, so you don't have the real concern of Havchana, figuring out the yichus of the child. They made a Gezeru, Mishum Gedola, where you do have the concern of Havchana. But a Gioris or Mishum Chares Katana, Shmuel is matir because it's not shchiach, and therefore they were not gozer atu a gedola. But znus is apparently shchiach, and therefore in a case where Katana was mizane, we're going to require 3 months. A katana bas Yisrael was mizana, we're going to require 3 months. Umigas rin katana mishum gedola, but is that true? Do we make a gzeira of a katana having to wait 3 months atu a gedola who has to wait 3 months? Vatnan, but didn't our Mishnah tell us in the case where you had two men that were Makadesh, two women, and then they accidentally went home with the wrong wives, and each one was Boel Eshes Chavero, that they have to be mafresh the women from their husbands for 3 months in order to know who's in case they're pregnant, to know who the father is? But in Hayu Ketanos, Sheinu Rius Lele, our Mishnah said, but if these girls were Ketanos that could not become pregnant anyway, then Machzir Rasam Yad, then right away we let them go back to their original husbands, and you don't need to wait the extra 3 months. So you see very clearly, we are not gozer ketana atu gedola. We let them go back right away. The Aruch Lener raises a question. Maybe the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that we're not gozer nisui ketana atu nisui gedola, and maybe Shmuel is holding like Rabbi Meir that we are gozer ketana atu gedola. There's going to be a sugya that we're going to have on Daf Mem Beis. So Shmuel holds that not only are we gozer ketana atu gedola, but who didn't by znus we gozer ketana atu gedola. So maybe that's what Shmuel is assuming like Rabbi Meir, and the Tana of our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you can't ask any kasha from our Mishnah. So the Aruch Lener suggests that the kasha of the Gemara is based on what we said in yesterday's daf, where we reminded the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, meaning once we already said that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, so then you can't say, oh, maybe the Mishnah is holding like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, that answer is closed off to us. So we're asking now, how can Shmuel say we're gozer that when a Yisraelis ketana has nus, that she has to wait 3 months before she can get married to somebody else? We see that we're not gozer katana atu gedola in our Mishnah, where we let, if they were katanos, we let them go right back to their husbands. Samar gidolam rav hara as sha'a haisa. No, the case in our Mishnah where they wife swapped, where they accidentally switched wives with each other, that's hara as sha'a. That was a unique case, and therefore it was a one time psak that they had to allow it. Says Gemara, what? Wait a second. Mechlal da havai? Do you mean to tell me the Mishnah was telling a story that actually happened? Hara as sha'a means like a circumstance came up, and therefore they had to pask in a certain way. The Mishnayis in generally aren't telling stories. The Mishnayis are telling theoretical halachos. And if it tells a story, it will use the word Maisa Bishnayim Shekitchu or something like that. It doesn't, it wouldn't just say Shnayim Shekitshu. So what do you mean Hara Asha? Do you mean to tell me the Mishnah actually happened? Ella Ke Hara Asha Haisa. No, no, it wasn't an actual Hara Asha. We're saying that the din of the Mishnah would have the status of a Hara Asha. V'chiluf lo shchiach. And the reason it has the status of a Hara Asha is because for people to switch wives by accident is not the most common thing to happen, thank God. And therefore, they never had to be Gozer Katana Atu Gedola in such a case. But a regular Maisa Zanus, that happens all the time, unfortunately. So Shmuel holds, in the case of a normal act of Zanus, then we are Gozer Atu Katana Atu Gedola. This is a highly abnormal act of Zanus that our Mishnah is describing, and therefore we're not Gozer Katana Atu Gedola. That is all one version of Shmuel, where what we were able to deduce from Shmuel is that a Bas Yisrael Katana is going to need to wait the 3 months. So Lishna Achrina Amrila, that we have another version of Shmuel, where Amr Shmuel Kulan Tzrich Zamtin Shlosh Chadashim Chutz Migiyoros Mishukraros Gedola Avol Ktana Baisrael Ein Tzrich Zamtin Shlosh Chadashim, that another version of Shmuel says that everyone needs to wait 3 months except for a Giyoros and a Mishukraros Gedola, that they don't have to wait the 3 months. So it sounds from Shmuel Chutz Migiyoros Mishukraros Gedola, sounds like when it says Kulan Tzrich Zamtin, it means all Gedolos, but a Ketana Shenivala, even if she is a Bas Yisrael, would not need to wait 3 months, because Shmuel was only talking within the realm of Gedolos. But the implication of Shmuel is that a Ketana, no Ketana, not even a Ketana Bas Yisrael, would need to wait the 3 months. So now, according to that version of Shmuel, that a Ketana Bas Yisrael does not need to wait the 3 months in order to get remarried. Bimai, what case is he talking about? Ib Miyun, if he's talking about where she was only married Midra Banan, and she was Mima Enes, Ha'amr Shmuel Chadazimna, Shmuel already taught us that Mima Enes does not need to wait 3 months, so it would be obvious. Ib Get, and if he's talking about where she was married Midor Rice, and she received the Get, Ha'amr Shmuel Debaya, but that would be incorrect, because Shmuel told us that a Katana that was married Midor Rice and received the Get does need to wait the 3 months. Domer Shmuel, Miena Boin, Tzrich Lamdin Shosh Chadashim, if she did Miyun, she does not need to wait 3 months, but Nasan La Get, but if there was a real get, a real marriage, a real get, she needs to wait 3 months. Ella biznus. So rather, we're assuming like that it's a case of a Ketana Bas Yisrael that was Mizana, and the reason that we were not Gozer on a Ketana Atu Gedola, the same way we're Gozer, Ketana Yotze Beget, Atu Gedola Yotze Beget, is biznus b'Ketana lo Shchiach. Even though Znus in general is Shchiach, Znus by a Ketana is not Shchiach, and therefore they were not, according to this version of Shmuel, they were not gozer that a Ketana has to wait 3 months because it's uncommon for a Ketana to have Znus. So again, two versions of Shmuel. One version of Shmuel is that the Ketana does need to wait 3 months, and the reason she needs to wait 3 months after being Mizane is that Znus is something that's Shchiach, so we're going to make Zeros over such things. Second version of Shmuel is that a Ketana Bas Yisrael after being Mizane does not need to wait 3 months, and the reason she does not need to wait 3 months is because we're not gozer Ketana to Gedola, because while Znus might be Shchiach, Znus of a Ketana is highly unusual, is not Shchiach, so we're not going to make any gezeros in the case of Znus of a Ketana. So frak the Gemara, Gioris and Meshuchreres, the Shchiach buznus. So when you're talking about a Gioris and a Meshuchreres that are Gedolos, where it's common for them to have Znus, Ligzar, so shouldn't we require them to wait 3 months of Avchana in order to be able to distinguish between a Zera that's Nizra B'Kedusha and Zera that's Nizra Shalom B'Kedusha? So why does Shmuel allow them to get remarried without waiting the 3 months? So I answer Gemara, he holds like Rabbi Yossi, who assumes that way, that it says in the Braisa, Tanya, Gioris Vashvuya, Vashivcha, Shiniftu, Vashinskaru, Vashinstachru, if you have a convert or a captive or a Shivcha, a maidservant that gets redeemed or becomes or converts or is freed, Rabbi Yehuda says they have to wait 3 months, but Rabbi Yossi Matir, Lioris Lunasi Miyad. Rabbi Yossi says no need to wait 3 months, they can get remarried right away. And the Gemara is going to explain that the reason, the logic for Rabbi Yossi is because he holds that anyone who's Mizana is going to try to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. Meaning if the concern is that she's had a Bias Nus, anyone who has a Bias Nus doesn't want to become pregnant from that Bias Nus. It would be terribly embarrassing to be pregnant from a Bias Nus. So you don't need to wait for the Shlosh HaChadshei Avchana, because presumably she used contraception, she used, or some method, we'll discuss two possible methods, to make sure that at the Tashmish she was not becoming pregnant. So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi and therefore allows her to get married without waiting the 3 chadshei avchana, without waiting the 3 months. Rashi explains that even though Rabbi Yossi holds that even a Bas Yisrael to Mezana also doesn't have to wait 3 months, meaning Rabbi Yossi doesn't only say this about a Gioris and a Shivcha and a Shvuya, he says this about a Bas Yisrael as well, because anyone who's Mezana is Mishapechas Mezana, will avoid becoming pregnant. But Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi that she does not, that she doesn't need to wait 3 months, but by a Bas Yisrael that's Mezana, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda that you do need to wait 3 months, because he was Gozer's Nus Atu Nisuin, meaning he holds of Rabbi Yossi Svara that a woman will always try to avoid becoming pregnant when she's Mezana, but when it comes to a regular Bas Yisrael, he's going to make a Gzeira of Znus Atu Nisuin, that since by Nisuin you're going to require 3 months Mikra Adin, so too when it comes to Znus. But by a Gioras or Meshuchreres, they never made such a Gzeira of Znus Atu Nisuin, because a Gioras and a Shivcha, even if they were Nisuos, if they were planning on being Megayer, they were planning on being Meshtachrer, they would be extremely careful not to become pregnant before the Gerus, before the Shichrer, because they know that it's more than just the embarrassment of becoming pregnant. They realize that they're about to go through a major life change, and they're going to need to be Mavchin Bein Zera Shel Kedusha and Zera Sheina Shel Kedusha. They're going to need to be Mavchin whether their child is a Jew or not a Jew. So there was no need to make a Gzeira in that case. When you're dealing with a regular Bas Yisrael who's Mizaneh, so then we're going to make a Gzeira of Znus Atu Nisuin. Even though in Znus people generally will try not to become pregnant. But when you're dealing with a Gioras or a Shivcha who realizes that there's a major difference whether she becomes pregnant now or becomes pregnant later, it's a difference in the Yichus of the child, it's a difference when the child is going to need a Gerus, it's a huge difference. So then it's not just Stam that she'll try to do her best to make sure she's going to be absolutely certain that she doesn't become pregnant at this point in her life, because that will be life changing, that will make a huge difference. And therefore there's no such Gzeira when it came to a Gioras. They only made such a Gzeira when it came to a Bas Yisrael. Amar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Yossi, why is it that Rabbi Yossi allows a Gioras or a Shvuya or a Shivcha to get remarried without waiting 3 months? He assumes that when a woman is Mizana, she'll use birth control. She'll be Mishameshes B'moch. She'll take some sort of cotton that will absorb all of the Zera and will prevent the Zera from entering into her Rechem and impregnating her, because she doesn't want to become pregnant from Znus. Amalei Abayi says, well, that means that she had the opportunity to plan for it, right? Meaning to say that she's Mishameshes B'moch means that she knew she was going to be having Tashmish, and she made sure to protect herself from becoming pregnant. Well, Bishlam Gioras, that makes sense by a Gioras, Kivin de Daitel Gure Minteranafsha. Gerus doesn't happen in you don't snap your fingers and make Gerus happen. Some people think it will, you know, some people assume that, if their son falls in love with the Shiksa, that it has to be. The rabbi has to make it a Gerus right away. My son's going to marry a non-Jewish woman. Well, maybe the son shouldn't have dated a non-Jewish woman. So a Gerus is a process. Gerus is something that you have to show a certain level of dedication and shmiras mitzvos and capacity to fulfill the mitzvos going forward, and it takes a lot longer than most Gerus candidates ever imagined it would when they start the process. So since it takes some time, so she knows it's coming up, she knows she's going to become a Gioras, so Daita Ligure Minter Nafsha, she'll be careful to Kedei Lahavkin Bein Zera Shenizra B'Kedusha Ubein Zera Shenizra Shalom B'Kedusha. So yeah, that makes sense that she'll in advance, that she'll prepare to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. Shvuya v'shivchanami, and by a woman who's in captivity and a shivcha as well, I understand that she doesn't need to wait 3 months. Dishami mimarayu umantri nafshayu. Then generally we'll get a sense if a woman is a shivcha, if a woman is a shvuya, she'll get a sense when it's coming close to the time where she's going to be freed, where things are going to change. And as it gets close to that time, she's going to be very careful not to become pregnant. But here's the problem. What if she was a shivcha and now she's freed not because the master was planning on freeing her? There was an accident that happened. He knocked out her tooth, and the pasuk in the Torah says that if the master knocks out the eved's tooth, or knocks out the Eved's eye, that they have to free them. So it was peta pitom. It happened very suddenly. There was no way to plan for it. So what are you going to tell me? That she was makbid in those last few months to be mishameshes b'moch in order to avoid becoming pregnant? She had no idea. She had no idea that she was going free. So therefore, how can Rabbi Yossi say she does not require 3 months of havchana because of this assumption that she's mishameshes b'moch? You can't make such an assumption when even she had no idea that she was going to be going free. V'chitema called the memela moda Rabbi Yossi. Maybe you'll tell me, yeah, look at me. Rabbi Yossi would be moda in the case of Shein Ayin that she needs to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi only said you don't need to wait 3 months when it's something that would have been predictable and she could have planned ahead for. But Vatnan, we have a Mishnah. Anusa umafuta tzrichalamtin shlosh kodashim div Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Yossi mati liaris v'nasim yad. What about a case of Rachmana Litzlan, a woman is an anusa, a man raped a woman? That is certainly something she could not have planned for. It is certainly something she could not have anticipated. So certainly something she did not bring proper contraception because she had no idea what was going to happen. And still Rabbi Yossi says she's allowed to get married right away. She does not need to wait 3 months. So you see that even something that comes very suddenly, Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need to wait 3 months. So this is very difficult. Since she could not have protected herself from becoming pregnant, why don't you have to wait the 3 months? I mean, she could not have been mishameshes b'moch. Elam Rabbi's. Rabbi says, no, it's not about mishameshes b'moch. Mishameshes b'moch involves some sort of preparation. There's something you could do immediately after Tashmish to prevent the pregnancy from happening. And that's what Rabbi Yossi is assuming. That Isha Mizana, whenever a woman has any sort of Tashmish, willfully against her will, it doesn't matter, but any sort of Tashmish that is not in the context of marriage, Mishapeches Shalot Tisaber, she'll contort her body in such a way that all the zera will leave the Beis HaRechem so that she will not become pregnant. So even the Yotzis B'Shein Ba'ayin, where she could not have prepared Moch in advance, nevertheless, since any Tashmish she's having at that stage is not in the context of marriage, she doesn't want to become pregnant from that. So therefore, as soon as she has Tashmish, she'll position her body in such a way where the zera is all going to leave and is not going to impregnate her. So since she was careful about not becoming pregnant, you don't need to wait 3 months. V'idach, and Rabbi Yehuda will say that Cheshina Shabbalon is Habcha Yafa Yafa. That there's a big difference. We have to be Choshesh that maybe she's not Nesabich Yafa Yafa. Being Mishamish B'moch is very reliable, but being the contorting of body, meaning being Mishamish B'moch is a real type of birth control. So that's very reliable. But contorting her body to make sure that the Zera leaves her body is not something that we can actually rely on. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would say, Giyoris, that's Neskayir, Shavuya, Shenifteis, Shivcha, does in fact need to wait the 3 months. Then we said in the Mishnah that if two people are Mekadesh, two different women, and at the time of the Chuppah they switch their wives with each other, so we said, Vim Hayu Kohanos, and if the women were Kohanos, then they become Pasul. So what does it mean, they become Pasul? So the Gemara is going to have three interpretations of what this means. So first, Kohanos in Yisrael is low. It sounds like only if they were Benos Kohanim who married Kohanim that they become Asr to their husbands because they were nevelas to someone who was not their husbands. And the halacha is that an Eshes Kohen, even if it was a total ones, if she's nevelas to somebody else, she's Asura Labaila. But Yisraelis Abbas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, sounds like does not become Asura Labaila because she was on account of being nevela to someone else. But Lechora, it should have made her Asura Labaila. It's a very strange thing. Meaning Lechora, it shouldn't matter whether she's a Kohenis or Yisraelis. What matters is who her husband is. That if the husband is a Kohen, she becomes asura to the Kohen by being with somebody else. Says the Gemara, Ema im hayu nishay Kohanim. No, it doesn't mean that they were Kohanos. It means that the men were Kohanim. So if the men were Kohanim, and then they accidentally swapped wives, so then the women are going to become asuras to Balayan, because they're not allowed to go back to the Kohen after they've been with somebody else. So it sounds like nishay Kohanim in, when it's nishay Kohanim, then they're going to be asura to Balayan. But nishay Yisraelim lo, but if they were nishay Yisraelim, they would not become possible to marry Kuhuna, that if their husbands would die, then they would not have a psul of marrying a Kohen after that. But wait a second, is that really true? Meaning even if right now they're married to Yisraelim and they accidentally switched husbands, they accidentally went home with the wrong guy, so granted they're allowed to go back to their Yisrael husband, but what happens when that Yisrael husband dies? Can they now marry a Kohen? An almana is normally allowed to marry a Kohen, but this was a woman that was Mizana while she was a Yisraelis. Rav Amram said in the name of Rav Sheshes, and he lit up our eyes, he enlightened us from a Mishnah that Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Avli Pisha Muteris the Baila Psulukuna, that if an Eishes Yisrael even Baones has Bia with somebody else, so granted she's allowed to go back to her husband, right? The pasuk says by a sota vihilo nitpasa, that if a woman becomes a sota only if she was not nitpasa, only if it was not Baones, she becomes Asur Labaila. But if im nitpasa, but if she was Baones, then she's allowed to go back to her husband, but still she's going to be pasul lukuna when her husband dies. That we derive from the fact that the pasuk says uvas koin kisia almanu grusha v'zera ein la v'shava el beisavia kinura milechem avia tochel. So the Gemara darshins we're going to have later in the Masechta, from the fact that it says tia almanu ugrusha, we learn that dafka someone who has almanus v'gerushin ba, meaning someone that had kiddushin, tia is a loshon of havaya, a loshon of kiddushin, so she can go back to her father's house to eat truma, as opposed to akuti and Eved, where there is no almanus and there is no gerushin, there's no kiddushin to begin with, and therefore if he dies or he divorces her, she doesn't have the status of an alman or a grusha, and therefore she does not get to go back to her father's house and have tshuma. So therefore, even a woman who's nivala to chayavei krisus, where there is no almanus, there is no gerushin, because there's no tfisas kiddushin by chayavei krisus, so she's going to become pasul from truma, and someone who's nifsal and if she's pasul from truma, she's also nifsal lukuna. That's a kal v'chomer from truma, and the raya is that the Mishnah says later on daf nun gimel that someone who's boel one of the arayos or one of the psulos, whether you do b'shogig or mezid ba'unas or baratzon, it's pasul lukuna. It makes her pasul lukuna. So in eishes yisrael shenensa, if you have a wife of a yisrael that is ne'enas from another man, granted she's allowed to go back to her Yisrael husband, but if that marriage ever ends, if that husband ever dies, she's pasul lekuna. So how come in our Mishnah, what the Gemara is asking over here, how come in our Mishnah it says im hayu kohanos, then they become pasul to kuhuna, they should become pasul lekuna anyway, whether they were bas Yisrael, married to Yisrael, they still become pasul lekuna by virtue of the fact that ba'ones they had bia with another person. So amarava hachi kamer. No, what our Mishnah means to say is im hayu kohanos nisuos Yisrael. If these were benos kohanim, even if they were married to Yisraelim, where the znus does not ask them to their husbands, nevertheless, if their husbands die without having children, where other benos kohen would be able to go back to the truma of Beis Avien, would be allowed to go back to eating their father's truma, nifsalu min ha-truma de Ben Ashayu. It's telling us that exact din, that they become pasul from eating their father's truma. They do not go back to eating truma, because their nifsalu truma, once they became nival to someone who was pasul to them while they were married to the Israel. And the Gemara Taka learns this din from the pasuk of Vas Koin Kisiel Manu Grusha Vizare and Lava Shovel Vesavir Kinra Milechem Avia Tochel. Like we explained, that she can only go back to her father's house if she the marriage ended, and it was a marriage that was Havaya, that had a Tfisas Kiddushin. But if she had Bia with somebody that was a Chiv Kares, she was married to one man, she had Bia with another man, that's it, she's done with Kahuna. She cannot be go back to a Kohen, she cannot go back to eat the truma of her father's house. So that's the Chiddush the Mishnah was telling me. Hadron Allah Arba Achin. Now we move on to the fourth parak of Maseches Yevamah. So in the previous parakim, we were talking about the dinim of Yibum, that a guy dies, doesn't have any children, the brothers have to do Yibum on his wife to be Mekayim Hashem for the brother. And if he has children, then there's no mitzvah Yibum. So in our parak, we're going to discuss, what if the woman is pregnant? So do we assume that if at the time that the husband died, they didn't have any children yet, there was no Vlad Bar Kayama, so she requires Yibum, and she's not allowed to marry somebody else, and that an Uber is not going to pater from Chalitza and Yibum until Yatzala Avira Olam? Or do we say, no, you can't be Miyabim her, because if this Vlad is a Bar Kayama, then it will be Huvar Adavl Mafreya that the husband really had children, and that the woman is not eligible for Yibum. And if you did Yibum on her, you violated the Yisra Veshasach Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Yevama. So Chazal were Masakein, as we're going to soon see, that a Yevama cannot do Chalitza nor Yibum until you wait 3 months. Because you don't know, maybe she's pregnant. So the only way to make sure that she's not pregnant is by waiting 3 months and to see if she pops, to see if she starts to show. So if after 3 months you see that she's not showing, then you know that she's not pregnant. But if there's a possibility that she's pregnant, we don't do Yibum or Chalitza. So says the Mishnah, HaCholetz Liyavimto, if someone was a Choletz a Yevama, and he didn't know beforehand that she was pregnant, and then V'nimtzei Smuberes, it turns out that she in fact was pregnant. Tosus talks about it, Tosus says that we must be talking about a case where he did the Chalitza within the 3 months that they should have been waiting to do the Chalitza. Because if it's after the 3 months, what do you want from the guy? Rov Nashim, you know, we would have been able to tell. Just because she has an unusual type of pregnancy or an unusual figure where you're not able to tell after 3 months, so the guy shouldn't be punished. Everything we're about to say now shouldn't apply to such a case. So Tosfos says, we're talking about a case where they did wrong. They didn't do the right thing. They should have waited 3 months. They didn't wait 3 months. He did Chalitza on the Yevama, and now she turns out to be pregnant. V'yolda. And she gives birth. Bizman shavlad shel kayama, if the vlad is not a suffik nefel, you see that he survives 30 days, or you know that it was a full 9 month pregnancy, so you know that the yevama was nacious ach that had children, so the chalitza is therefore totally invalid because you never required the chalitza in the first place. So the halacha is who mutar b'krovos seha, v'hi mutaris b'krovav. Normally, if you do chalitza on a woman, not only is she asura to you from then on, all of her relatives are asura to you, and your relatives are asura to her. But if the chalitza was totally invalid, she was pregnant, and it was a bar kayam, it was a perfectly viable pregnancy, so there was no chalitza, the chalitza was a joke, the chalitza was a game, it wasn't a real chalitza, and therefore you're mutter to each other's relatives. V'lo pasal minakuna. Not only that, just like a grusha is pasal lakuna, a chalutza is pasal lakuna, but this woman, it's not a chalitza because the chalitza wasn't a real chalitza. Ain't a vlad shel kayama, but if the vlad turns out not to be shel kayama, the vlad was a nefel, so it turns out that she taka didn't need chalitza. Who asur b'krovosel? The asur b'krovav. So the chalitza is a chalitza. They're asur to each other's relatives. Upsalim and akuna, and she becomes pasul akuna like a regular chalitza. So the chamim do not allow being miyabim until after 3 months from the brother's death, because we have to be choshish that maybe she was already pregnant from the deceased brother, and if she becomes pregnant. If she was pregnant, then the brother has zera, and she's asura to do yibum with any of the other brothers. But once 3 months have passed, since by most women you'll be able to tell if she's pregnant, you're allowed to do yibum. So now the Mishnah switches from talking about a case where you did chalitza and it turned out she was pregnant to a case where you did yibum within 3 months before you knew if she was pregnant or not. Hakone says yivimto. If a person does yibum on the yivama, minim tseis mu beres v'yolda, and it turns out that she was already pregnant and she gave birth, bizman shavlat shel kayama. If it was a vlad that was shel kayama, so then it turns out she was asura to the yavam with an isser erva. So yotzi, the yavam has to absolutely divorce her. The chayavin b'karban, and they have to bring a karban chatas because they violated an isser of erva. Aveshas ach shel obim makom mitzvah shel yibum. So absolutely they need to bring a karban. They main vlad shel kayama, but if the vlad is not shel kayama, the vlad is only a nefel yikayim. Then they could stay married. Because then it turns out that she needed Yibum, that she was eligible for Yibum, so they did Yibum. Safek bin Tishal Rishon, Safek bin Shival Achron. But let's say that, yeah, she had a baby, and the baby is a Ben Kayama. You just don't know whose baby it was. That's the whole point. That's why you got to wait 3 months. They didn't wait 3 months, and now there's a baby, and they don't know if it was the deceased brother's baby or the living brother's baby. So Yotzi, so the Yavam has to divorce her, because maybe it was his deceased brother's baby, and therefore there's no room for Yibum over here, so that he cannot stay married to this woman. But Vavlad Kasher, the Vlad is going to be Kasher Manavshach. If he's from the deceased brother, so good, so it was a regular marriage. And if he's from the living brother, so this, he's a product of a mitzvah yibum. The Chayavin Basham Talui. And both of them are going to be Chayiv in a Karban Hashem Talui, because we have to be Choshesh that maybe the child was from the deceased brother, and therefore they both violated Eishas Akshalav B'Makom Mitzvah. But they don't know that they violated Eishas Akshalav B'Makom Mitzvah, because the child may be from the living brother, and there was a mitzvah of Yibum. So in such a case, you don't bring a chatas, you you're bringing Lashon Talui, because they don't know whether they violated the Avera or not. So Itmar, says the Gemara, Cholitz l'mu beres. If someone does Chalitza on a woman who's pregnant, that if the Vlad would be a Ben Kayama, she would not require Chalitza, vihipila. And then it turns out that she miscarried the pregnancy. So it turns out that she taka did need the Chalitza. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Einatsu Chalitza Menachem. Rabbi Yochanan says, she doesn't need any further Chalitza, she's taken care of. That Chalitza worked. Reish Lakish Amar, Tzri Chalitza Menachem. No, they did a chalitza while she was pregnant, and when they did not know that the pregnancy was an inviable pregnancy, and therefore such a chalitza is invalid. Meaning fundamental machlokas. If you do chalitza on a mu'uberes, can the chalitza work? Certainly, if it turns out that there was a viable pregnancy, chalitza would not work because chalitza is unnecessary. But if it turns out that it's not a viable pregnancy, so this woman needs chalitza, did that chalitza work that was done during pregnancy? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Einatsu Chalitza Menachem. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need chalitza. Chalitza muberes shma chalitza. Chalitza muberes counts as chalitza. Bias muberes shma bia. And similarly, if you did yibam on her while she was a muberes, that would count as well. Reish Lakish Amar Tzri Chalitza Menachem. Chalitza muberes lo shma. Chalitza bias muberes lo shma bia. And Reish Lakish says she's still going to need chalitza from the brothers because chalitza of a muberes is not a chalitza and yibam on a muberes is not a yibam. So b'maikam ifli, what is the nekudas hamachlokas? Iba yisem krav. Iba yisem svara. They could be arguing about a pasuk. They could be arguing about svara. Iba yisem svara. Rabbi Yochanan savar. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a chalitza's muberes counts as a chalitza holds. Im yavo Elio v'yomer da yabram mepulim apla milav bas chalitza v'yibam hui. If Elio and Avi would come and tell us that this is not a viable pregnancy, wouldn't we know that she's chayiv in chalitza and yibam? So therefore the chalitza should be valid. So ashtanami tigli milsal the mafreya. So now, although at the time we didn't know, but now later on she had a miscarriage, so now we see that it was not a viable pregnancy. So it's a gloy milsal mafreya that it was a valid chalitza. Reish Lakish amar tigli milsal mafreya lo amrinan. Reish Lakish says maybe if Elio and Avi would come and tell us, then it would be a valid chalitza. But Elio and Avi didn't tell us, and since at the time we didn't know, we don't go looking back retroactively to see whether it was a valid chalitza or not. Interesting discussion in Poskim. They both seem to be assuming that if Elio were to tell us, that we would trust him on such a thing. So that's a question in Poskim. The Gemara in Babasiyah Daf Nun Tes, Lo Bashamayimi, that Afilu Yav Elio, we don't trust anything that comes Alpi Nevuah in terms of Halacha. So that's what most of the Achron Marzchayis and others say. Yeah, but this is a Metzius question. This isn't a Halacha question. Elio and Avi would be clarifying for us, is she pregnant or is she not pregnant? We can trust Elio on Metzius. We just can't trust him on Halacha when there's otherwise a Machlokas among the Chachabim. V'ibay Yisei Mekra, or there's another possibility that the Nekudas HaMachlokas is really about a pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Uven Ein Lo, Amar Achmana, that the Torah says, when the man dies without any children, the woman needs even Chalitza, and Halesle, and this man didn't have any children, because it wasn't a viable pregnancy. Reish Lakish Savar, Uven Ein Lo, Ayein Alav. Uven Ein Lo means you have to look, you have to look carefully, maybe he has a son, and calls man that she's pregnant, and you don't know that that's an unviable pregnancy, the Chalitza will not be a valid Chalitza, even if it turns out that the baby was a nefel. It's not mevar l'mafreya that at the time of the chalitza that she required chalitza, because kol zman that it's not yadua lanu, it's ayena love. We view that as if there is a baby in the picture. Says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan challenges Reish Lakish from the Reisha of our Mishnah. Ein Vlad Shel Kayama, we said in the Reish of our Mishnah, the Vlad is not Shel Kayama, it's a Nefel, who Asur B'Krova Sevi Asur B'Krova, when they did a Chalitza, then they're both Asur to each other's relatives. Upsalim and Akuna, she's Pasal Akuna. According to me, that if you do a chalitza on a muberes, it counts as a chalitza mishumach ipsala. So I get why they're apostle to each other, why she's apostle lakuna, and why they're not allowed to marry each other's relatives, because they did a chalitza. But according to you, Reish Lakish, a chalitza muberes is not a chalitza. They didn't really do a chalitza. So then am I psalam and akuna? Why would she be apostle lakuna? So Reish Lakish would respond, midraban luchum rabbi alma. It's only a din midraban. It's not a chalitza at all. Ikuda Amri, Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. The Reish Lakish is the one that challenges Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Avlad Shel Kayama, who Asur B'Krovav Savi, Asur B'Krovav, said that if the baby is a Nefel, they're Asur to each other's relatives. Upsalim and Akuna, and Pasus from Kuna. Well, Bishlam L'Didi Dami Nechalitza Mubar Shloshma Chalitza. According to me, that it's not a chalitza. Hainu D'Ketani Psalim and Akuna. L'Chumra. I get why she's Pasul Akuna. That's a Chumra. But Lo Ketani Enitzri Chalitza Mina Achin. And it also makes sense that it doesn't say that she does not require chalitza min ha'achin, because I hold that the chalitza was invalid, so she will need another chalitza from the other brother still. But according to you, that the chalitza they did was already good, it should have mentioned that she doesn't need any further chalitza. So Rabbi Yochanan will respond, he should have said that she still requires for the chalitza, but we're just using the same terminology we used in the case of the Reisha, so we're contrasting psala and lo psala. So Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Rish Lakish further. Ein avlad shel kayama yekayim. If the vlad is not shel kayama and they already did yibum, we said that they're allowed to stay married. Bishlam ledidida amin chalitza muberish machalitza bias muberish mabia. According to me, that a yibum anamu uberis counts as a yibum mishamachik katani yekayim. That's why they could stay married. El ledidach, but according to you, that yibum anamu uberis doesn't count. Damr chalitza muberish losh machalitza bias muberish losh mabia. Yachzor v'yivol v'yekayim yibayle. It shouldn't just say that they could stay married. It should say that you got to do a new yibum so that they could stay married. So my yekayim, no, Reish Lakish will respond. You know what it means when it says yekayim? It means yachzor v'yivol v'yekayim. That obviously you need to do that, otherwise it's not going to work. Igadam riyes for Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. Ein avlad shel kayama yekayim bishlam ledidi da amin chalitza muberes losh machalitza ubias muberes losh. According to me, it makes sense that they would say Yikayim means Yachzor v'Yivol v'Yikayim, that you got to do a new Yibum. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, the Chalitzas Muberes counts as a Chalitza. Why does he use the Lashon of Yikayim as if they must stay married? After all, if they already did Yibum, Ratza Yotzi, if he wants, he can give her a get because he already did Yibum. A Ratza Yikayim, or they could stay married. That's what it should have said. So he says, yeah, I did Tana Reisha Yotzi, Tana Nami Sefer Yekayim. He uses the term Yekayim, even though that may not be the only option, that he also has the option of being Motzi her with a get as well. Baruch Hashem, will go with one more challenge at Meisvei tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. You too.